So many stories I've got to get to. And a lot of these will just take 5 minutes, but let me just mention what's coming up. And I laugh because when I saw this on X this morning, I saw some of the comments going, oh, this isn't real. It's too incredible. And then I remembered more than a dozen times in the last year I've seen similar videos. Because you got British veterans, you name it, dying on the street, freezing to death. You've got tent cities, and they don't allow tent cities in the UK like they do here. So the illegal aliens get 3-4-star, sometimes 5-star hotels for years and years, 3 meals, laundry service, everything. And then when they catch people sleeping in the car park, in their car or in a tent or behind a bush that are white, they kick them off and the police come and get them. And you see the video of this, and people are like, this can't be real. So later today, I'm going to get more of these clips together. And shoot, you know, I shoot reports a lot of days after the show. I'm going to do one today, a couple, where I can get you other examples of daytime, them kicking people out of tents and out of sleeping bags, sometimes like under trees, bushes, and veterans, I mean, highly decorated ones, you name it. Because the taxes are so high, the housing shortages, and you got the hotels kicking them out, or they catch them parking their car there, and the police come and say, you can't do this. But then the Islamic and North African invaders are literally through the window gobbling free food and just sitting around. I mean, I laugh because it's so damn sad. So, it's just amazing. And then Christmas is here in the West now, so all over Europe they're putting up the freedom barriers because the Muslims love to ram everybody with cars and killing them. And then I've got the latest video of gangs of migrants, North Africans, are terrorizing small French coastal towns as they maraud through the streets at night with machetes, robbing, killing, and stealing people. I mean, it just goes on and on. But let's go out to break with this. It's clip 4. A British couple homeless sleeping on a mattress in the car park of the migrant hotel, and the local news is defending the fact they were thrown out. So you can't sleep in the bushes because you're white and from the country. But if you're a Muslim or somebody from Africa, everything's free. Here's a clip.
I've been on this for a year and a half.
A year and a half?
A year and a half, yeah.
Are you from Derby?
Yeah, I'm from Derby, yeah. Yeah, born and bred.
So you're homeless and you have to sleep under in a migrant hotel?
Yeah. I've come here out of the rain. This is the only place, to be honest. You know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're all right.
You're right, mate, yeah. Star. That's ridiculous. More British people taking shelter in the car park of a migrant hotel. While the migrants are nice and dry with the electricity and they're eating on, etc. We've got healthcare here as well.
They're the invaders, not the migrants.
NHS, I think.
Stop using their words.
Got their healthcare. But yeah, they're all in here nice and dry, nice and warm. In the Derby Midland Hotel. I mean, like, you can't make it up. It's ridiculous. Homeless people on the streets, British homeless, taking shelter there. And all these migrants that have come over. I'm in this nice hotel. Tell me what you think about it, guys. Bang out of order, if you ask me. Anyway.
And that's nothing. There's way worse than that. So we'll come right back with Elijah Schaefer and so much more straight ahead. Share the live feed now. You are the Paul Revere. You are the Resistance.
In the meantime, I do want to remind you, please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. You get a free hat with any purchase. Shilajit is buy one, get one free. Those are the Shilajit gummies, one of my favorite products. I always take the Shilajit gummies. I always take the Irish Sea Moss gummies. They are jam-packed with naturally occurring vitamins and minerals that your body needs and God gives us through these crazy elements. Shilajit and Irish Sea Moss. Who thought that they would be superfoods that you need? Get them today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That I was being sued for $5 million by Cash Patel's girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins. And the reason why might actually shock you. About a couple months ago, I posted this photo on the public social media platform X. I posted it with no caption, no suggestions of any malintent or any slander, defamation, or criticisms of character. I did so attached to an X post shared by another account that I'm not connected to, that talked about government agents being compromised. Now Alexis Wilkins is saying that I owe her $5 million for damages, the exact evaluation of my company, and if I cannot come up with that money, that I'm going to have to shut down my business, give up all of my digital assets and my entire voice online in order to pay her back. So why does Cash Patel's girlfriend want to silence me? Well, it comes down to the lawsuit itself. Before anyone jumps to conclusions and says, well, don't say that she's a honeypot, I'd like to say, I never did. I never would. I never felt like suggesting that, never even suggested that in my own head. So why am I being sued for something I never did? To give proof of that, in section 14 of the lawsuit, it states, while the defendant may not have included any caption to spell out the meaning of his post, he didn't have to. Ever since Cash Patel was appointed as director of the FBI in February of 2025, the conspiratorial corners of the internet and social media have been spreading false narratives about Ms. Wilkins as an Israeli Mossad agent spy or, quote, honeypot, who is only in the relationship with Cash Patel to spy on and manipulate the United States government. Defendant's wordless reply, it goes on to say. So to clarify, before we go any further, if you post a public photo of a government official and his romantic partner, who he's not married to, a very important fact we'll talk about, you as a private citizen or a member of the press can be bankrupted, have your entire company shut down, or completely mocked, slandered, and dragged through lawfare because of what? Because of your First Amendment protected rights. Now, I believe that this lawsuit is not only an attack on our First Amendment and our constitutional rights given to us by God, but I believe this is also a violation of SLAPP ordinances. This seems to be a proxy lawsuit, if anything, from Cash Patel himself, and I have the evidence to prove it. We'll start here by talking about what is this lawsuit about and why is it so concerning. As I just read in the previous section, Alexis Wilkins states that I never said anything about her being a Mossad agent. So how am I being sued for saying anything about that? Considering I'm being sued for things I didn't say? Yeah, you heard that right. They're suing me for the implications based upon previous posts I had made on my X account, not about Alexis, not about Cash, but about the state of Israel. I take you to section 17 of evidence. Defendant frequently posts anti-Israel rhetoric accusing Israel of controlling the United States and its politicians, in which they share a post that I said Trump doesn't want to admit that Netanyahu doesn't fear him. Israel has more control over the USA than we do over them. Our politicians are hook, line, and sinker, sold out to the Jewish state of regime. It's genuinely disheartening, and we must remove these parasites from AIPAC. They also posted more evidence in the lawsuit, nothing to do with Alexis Wilkins, nothing to do with Kash Patel, and nothing to do with me saying anything about her being a Mossad agent. I never said it, so they don't have evidence. So why is it that they've made the entire lawsuit about my thoughts on the Israeli government? That's highly suspicious. They also posted more evidence where I said, my entire feed is just about people glazing Israel and defending the occupation of our nation. It's incredible. It all happened after the forced TikTok sale on behalf of the ADL. I also said, you either get Israel-controlled politicians who hate you or foreigners who hate you. Welcome to America. I hate it here. And one of the last posts they put, there's many, many more that I'll read, is, it breaks my heart that Trump could have been if he wasn't a slave to Israel. Tragic. Now, if you're like me and you're wondering, what did I possibly do to receive a lawsuit for $5 million, which they suspiciously got the exact valuation of my intellectual property, that would force me to shut down and apologize and turn over all my assets to the district court, that would require me to turn over communications in discovery, which I'll talk about what we're planning on doing and how we're going to be responding to this. I'm going to tell you, this is a very dangerous precedent for the American people, because the entire evidentiary case they have against me is that I do not support Israel, that I do not believe that Americans are free, that we are occupied by Israel, and that my criticisms of Cash are why this is filed. Now, let's talk about this. I want to clarify these things. I never said anything about Alexis Wilkins, period. She said that I had a wordless reply. Sounds dystopian, doesn't it? She also said I didn't imply anything about her being a Mossad agent. In fact, it says that I just posted a picture of our unmarried head of intelligence in our country, one of the single most important positions in the world, that is dating a girl who we know nothing about. He is not married in a committed relationship by law. That's important. And he's on the dating market. Do you want your FBI director to be on the dating market? I just think it's interesting, whether he's with her or anybody else. It's like, yeah, people can, you know, be susceptible towards whatever is going on. And that's not even why I posted the photo. But, well, people could be. So what would be wrong if somebody even did imply that? I didn't imply it. But it's like, even if they're accusing me of doing what they say I did, is there a crime in just wondering if you're intelligence agencies are being led by uncompromised individuals? No, obviously not. Look at James O'Keefe's entire investigative portal. He literally finds unmarried government officials, intelligence operatives from the CIA, and he sets them up on fake dates, uses them to get sensitive information, and then compromises entire departments. It happens all the time. Americans have the right to question if that's happening to anyone in our government. It doesn't matter if they're a private citizen or a private.
Well, I've known Elijah Schaefer for 10 years, and I've always liked him, thought he was always a very credible guy, but he's gotten more and more, let's just say, informed and effective. And a couple days ago when I saw this break, it was giving me flashbacks to how the FBI has now admitted in court they created the fake lawsuits against me and used proxy groups to do it. On the stand, they admitted it. Then we had the undercover CIA/FBI, Gavin Oblevis, admitting it all. And that's the danger. It doesn't matter if they have no evidence. They can pick the judges, pick the courts, have show trials. So the fact that Cash Patel's girlfriend, who I have nothing against, I don't even know or follow, he's a country music singer or whatever, has sued Kyle Serafin, very credible FBI whistleblower, but just basically everything he's ever told me has turned out to be accurate. Crazy batting average. And now Elijah Schaefer. If you'd have told me this would happen. So I trust Elijah in a long time. I was talking to him earlier today, and I said, I saw excerpts of the suit. I saw quotes, but I said, this is so crazy. People don't believe this is real. Even though it's in the news, they're suing him. So he sent me the lawsuit, which we're going to post in a few minutes on X at Real Alex Jones, and I appreciate him doing it. So here it is. Everything he says, Overhead Shot Police, is in this. They literally say, yeah, you never accuse her of Mossad, but you criticize Israel. And then they give examples. So now we're going to take your company over and shut you down. I mean, 100% unconstitutional, absolutely insane. They'll probably sue me next. It's his law firm, FBI connected, that's doing all of this. This is what the Trump administration has going on. I mean, we need prosecutions of Brennan and Clapper and people. We're starting to get some. We need the deep state in trouble. We need to find the missing kids. If Elijah Schaefer would have said that Cash Patel's girlfriend is a 500-foot tall demon from hell, it's not true. He has a right to say it. Or she's a Martian. Or she's a vampire. She's a public figure, folks. The statutes are all clear. But he didn't do that. And now I have the exhibits. The lawsuit right here. It's everything he says. Everything he read out on air in the report I just played you part of. It's a powerful 14 minutes. We only played half of it. I now have it. And when, I mean, this is next level. And you know, this is the model of what's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Sued for $5 million. When I've seen other talk show hosts, well, I'm sure it worked for them. That's why they do it. People love Hitler and stuff. They're literally saying she is Mossad, but no evidence, and all this other stuff. They didn't sue them. No, they sued Elijah Schaefer that simply said, oh, yeah, here's a post of her and him. Yeah, this should be investigated. Oh, my gosh, you're bad. And they're saying you talked bad about Israel previously. We'll read some of those quotes. So you need to be shut down. Well, this is dangerous. And really, a lot of folks didn't rally to my aid when this all started happening to me. Some did. I appreciate them. Don't forget who they are. One of them, Elijah Schaefer. But if they can get Elijah Schaefer, they can get us all. They're coming after Elijah because he's been popular ever since he got on the scene. But his show's exploded. And they're like, whoever's behind this, let's get this guy. But this has Todd Blanche, Democrat Party Lawfare, written all over it. You had the Paul Weiss law firm that's been running lawsuits against me that paid a $40 million fine to Trump, admitted to illegal lawfare, admitted to crimes. Then they are still suing me, still running the attempt to shut us down. So people come and tell Trump they're doing something. He reads an article about how they're going to stop. They don't stop. So the deep state's still there, still operating, still doing all of this. But if you go through the pages of the complaint again, Elijah, we can show people now, and we'll pull up the HD on screen, the exhibits, so it's not just you saying it. And I knew you were real, and I believe it, and I've been through this, so I knew. I was like, hey, we need to publish the actual lawsuit. These exhibits are incredible because every word you said is true, and this is just insane. But you got to take this as a badge of honor, red badge of courage. The fact that you have now been singled out, obviously there's forces behind this, and that's my opinion. They'll probably sue me too. Great, line up around the block. The point is they can't shut us all down. But the Streisand effect of this too, going after anybody that questions anything, we should, quite frankly, people should be questioning any law enforcement or intel head at a national level who's not married. Anybody will tell you, high-level positions in the past, they never put in an FBI director unless it was Hoover and he was compromised, you notice, or a CIA director, NSA director, unless they're married or they're widowed and they know the background, because the most classic thing is sex operatives in spying. So the only question you ever ask is here in the lawsuit, how dare you ask, well, are these questions legitimate? You know, should we ask questions? And I'll say it. Sue me, Cash. Sue me, your girlfriend, if you want to. I think it's fair to investigate the FBI director who's unmarried with his girlfriend. I'm not saying she's anything bad. Looks like a very nice person. But you're a public figure in a very high position of power, so grow some damn skin. They don't even have skin, much less thick skin. So Elijah Schaefer, man in the crucible, Elijah Schaefer on X, CEO of RiftTV.com, hosts the Rift live on Rumble and YouTube. You can find him on Elijah Schaefer and Instagram at the Rift TV. So that's a long intro, but I wanted to just set the precedent here and the stage. This is unprecedented. This is next level bonker town where they're saying you didn't do anything, but it doesn't matter. You criticize Israel, so we're going to shut you down. This is a threat to everybody, Elijah.
Absolutely, Alex. And first of all, I want to say, you know, the last time we were talking, I'd said to you something very important. I said, Alex, I think you have some trauma and some PTSD from these lawsuits, because this is why. I'm like, we get it. The American people get it. They sued you.
You did say
for
that 3 weeks ago.
Amount.
You did. Yeah. You did say that I'm a little gun shy because of the PTSD.
But it's true.
Well,
but
listen,
I got
nauseous watching your 14 minute report. Because I just have been, I was just like, God, I agree. I actually do. I didn't realize that. You're right.
That's what I was saying. But it wasn't disrespect. People know, and I repeat this every time if people are unfamiliar with me, that I credit Alex Jones with my entire political career. He's the guy who woke me up. He's the guy, it's like the born again moment when people meet Jesus Christ.
I was in 2008, born again and resurrected in my heart from Alex Jones. And he immediately bought his Commune Obama shirt with Obama as Che Guevara and got in trouble and suspended for wearing it for inciting, some sort of discontent in the school body. So I faced public repercussion the first time I spoke out publicly. It hasn't stopped. And Alex, your show remains at the forefront of absolute truth. And I want to bring that up because, you know, some people thought our last interview that I was being, you know, there was some rift between us, no pun intended, but there isn't. In fact, when I said that, I said it out of respect, like a son would say for his father. I'm like a son who grew up and I'm in my early 20s. I'm like, hey, Dad, thanks for everything you've done for me, but let me help you too. And let me shed some light, because why what I'm saying is what I'm saying is that your lawsuit was about not just shutting you up then, it was about making you afraid of anything you might say in the future, unrelated to Sandy Hook, unrelated to the parents or the families or the children,
yeah, chilling
or the
effect.
Victims or the perpetrator. It was about saying, oh, every time, even this thing, it's like, oh, should I say anything? Because they want to let you know that at any point, it's this gaslighting that you may face life-ending repercussions for asking the wrong questions. And that's the key word, the wrong questions. However, this is a step further, Alex. That, if you can bring that lawsuit, the page
up. Oh, by the
way,
it's not a step forward. It's a giant leap. I read it. This is, we're posting on X right now. This is unbelievable. Start over. I mean, this is insane. They literally say, yeah, you never said anything bad about us, but because you criticize Israel, we're going to destroy you. I mean, this is bonker town. I bet Netanyahu's people wrote this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, look at this. Look at this. Defendant Elijah D. Schaefer has perpetrated a malicious lie about Alexis Wilkins, falsely claiming that she is an American-born country singer, is a foreign agent of the government to manipulate and compromise director of the FBI. So they say the lawsuit starts in its first sentence, says, I said something. And then it goes down. And it says he actually didn't say anything. This is legitimately what it says. He did not say anything. It said he replied with a wordless reply, with no caption, with no statement, with no words. However, we know what he was thinking. That's where this is crazy. We know what he was thinking when he posted a picture of Cash Patel and his
girlfriend.
And by
the way, look at this. Is a great photo. That's he crazy. Looks great. She looks great. This is what you posted this on top of someone else's post. This is $5 million.
Yeah,
they
but
pay
my
you
point
to post
is
that they look great. I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, this is what I'm trying to tell people. Look, you'll see the attack
folks,
already.
Hold on. You're being sued for $5 million for that.
Yeah.
All you did was post on somebody else's post that.
An image. No. By the way, no words. And by the way, in this post, Alexis Wilkins' name is not mentioned. So her name is not mentioned in my post. Her name is not mentioned in the tweet that I was retweeting. Her name's not mentioned. Okay. So she's not mentioned, meaning this could be posted for any reason. It's a famous person, the director of the FBI.
But they're public figures. She's a big country singer, very successful. He's the FBI director. You could say the moon was made of cheese or they were Martians, even though it's
correct.
Not true. But you didn't. But you said new ground. There is new ground here, but no. Statute of limitations was ignored in Texas and Connecticut, and the laws in both states, you must say the name of them. I said the name of one of the 20 plaintiffs. And none others, but they still ignored that and did $1.5 billion judgment when I never said the names of any of these people.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, is that this is the first case on record.
I'm harassing them so bad I didn't say any of their names or show their pictures.
But Alex, but that's what I'm saying, is that what they did to you, this is the same thing. This is what we're going to get into some more details of where I think this is a SLAPP violation. And some really, really bad moves.
Oh,
that they
totally
made.
Violates.
Just opened up.
But let me tell you, I don't know what judge they picked, but wherever this. Oh, I mean, if this is like the other cases, they pick judges that are literally Antifa.
Oh, hey, Alex, you know what they did? Do you know why the entire lawsuit, which we'll break down, the entire lawsuit, that's the only evidence, by the way, guys, that they claim all that statement that I said all these things about her? Then you go, well, what evidence? So where are the posts? Was it a conversation? Was it a speech? No. It was an image that I posted without any words. They extracted all of these statements. He said this. It's not even just that he implied. It's like he said that she is an agent. He said that she is working for Mossad. He said that she's manipulating and controlling her boyfriend. And there's more. They extracted like a dozen or more statements from that picture that were never stated. I am being sued for something I never said. Now you can get sued.
You're being sued for what they said you said.
Correct. This is nuts. Like, do you know how crazy this is, Alex?
I've never been to Connecticut, and they claim I sent people to pee on graves, and then we asked them on the stand, no one peed on graves.
Well, listen, I'm saying, listen, when I called people, I called Max Blumenthal, and I said, hey, Max, listen, I don't want to release this from the right-wing media because our media is running cover for Cash right now. They're not holding him accountable for his blunders. And I think that the government has operatives, just like the MSNBC and CNN is controlled by the left. I think our networks are compromised, Fox and Newsmax, fully. And now my studio is right next to Newsmax in South Florida. I told him, I go, man, I have a lawsuit here that I am being sued for something I never said, but then the only things that I've said are against Israel, and that's what the whole lawsuit is about. And he literally goes, basically like, and this is not putting words in Max's mouth. It's like, you kind of sound like a right-wing nut job. You know, this sounds like some kooky stuff you hear on like some QAnon, live stream on Truth Social. Like he's like, dude, listen, man, I don't really have time for this. Kind of like, well, I'm like, dude, no, listen to me, man. This is real. And he's like, send me the lawsuit. Like, okay, cool. Like kind of just like, my kids are crying. I got to go. And he like calls me back. He's like, this is not fake, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, this is not a fake lawsuit. You didn't make this up. I was like, why would I make this up? He's like, I got to do some research. I don't believe this is real. And I'm like, what? And so then I sent it to my lawyer and I sent it to him. He goes, is this real? And I'm like, yeah, this is real. He's like, this is unprecedented. This is so dangerous for the FBI. Not only is this going to turn public opinion against Cash, it's going to turn public opinion against the FBI. But this also, which is the key thing, opens up our FBI director to discovery, not only because we can get discovery. And if he claims immunity, that's a slap violation. We're coming back at them. That's corruption. That's an admission of guilt. And we can prove then it's proxy. We can get this thrown out and get damages. But even more importantly, we can request official government devices because he just used a $60 million jet to go visit he used taxpayer money, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
And it's his law firm that works with the FBI.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. And she doesn't live in D.C., according to our reports we saw. Now, I would say allegedly in all of this, because what if she does? But she used his law firm and his lawyer to sue us. And she's getting 8,000 streams per week or month on Spotify. She couldn't afford this case. So who's paying for it? And he doesn't have immunity because they're not married. He keeps saying, my family, I stand up for my family. She's your girlfriend, dude. You don't have spousal immunity. You're on the case too. We can get your stuff too. And you also don't have client privilege because you're not named in the lawsuit.
I mean, doesn't he know this is going to Streisand effect to the 10th power?
Go look. She's subtweeting me right now on X. That's so immature. She's subtweeting. And if she says, oh, I wasn't subtweeting you. Let me tell you this, Alexis. Sorry. I just assumed that you were talking about me. Because I'm just going to say you are talking about me because that's what we can do now. We can just tell people what they're doing.
The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago. My medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at theauctionstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, Tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product you guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again, and it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the info war, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Said a lot of bad things about Senator Fetterman because I didn't understand the exact medical issues he had in the last few years. But strokes can do this. He can't really hear, but when people text things into him, then he can speak, and he's very smart. And he's become, you know, a big populist and has really been standing up to the left. I just played a clip earlier where the left's been literally worshiping and praying for his death. Senator Fetterman hospitalized after falling on his face near Pennsylvania home. Fetterman hospitalized after fall due to some type of heart problem. So we're going to be looking at that. We are so back. White House Post gets brutal hate comments by disaffected right-wingers. I'm talking about the Civil War going on in the Republican Party with Elijah Schaefer. But I had the Rasmussen head poller on. He's an extremely respected, probably one of the best pollers in the world. He's definitely in the top two or three. Mark Mitchell, and he said, no, the polls are true. Trump's poll numbers are way down, and it's not because he's not doing a good job overall. It's because of the messaging, and the big central zeitgeist is foreign involvement, elitism, and people are really upset about Israel. And I understand there's a lot of the groups, China, others, the EU, BlackRock, manipulating us. But Israel's been so blatant, and the Israel lobby's been so blatant, the Mark Levins and the Ben Shapiro's talking about, you know, getting rid of the fox in the hen house, neutralizing Tucker Carlson, that people are pissed. And then now Elijah Schaefer, who is ultra mild in his criticism of Cash Patel from what I've seen, why are they singling him out? Because he's popular and his show's surging. And this lawsuit, he got cut off by the break. We're now posting, I mean, it's already up on X now, Real Alex Jones. That was going to be a first look here on air. This is insane. So finish your points, take your time. We'll hold you the next hour if you have time because this is important. But walk through this because this is the next model. Then there's the other big question. What is Cash Patel? I mean, you say, oh, I don't know if he's behind it. Oh, his law firm, all this. Come on. They sued you in the wrong state, wrong district, all of it, but they don't care. This is obviously a new big salvo because I've already witnessed this lawfare from the FBI with the Democrats coming out in court behind the attacks on me. So this is a big deal. This is a scandal. This is lawfare being used against overall Trump supporters that are somewhat disaffected and is a real scandal. And I think Trump needs to tamp down on this. I think Cash Patel needs to go regardless because he's obviously not that smart or experienced. This will only make questions of his girlfriends and who she works for bigger. Elijah Schaefer, please continue.
Yeah, Alex, for those that are just joining, I'm looking for a certain thing. I'm going to send some stuff here to your team while we're live here so you can bring it up. And what I want to show you is the second part of their plan and what it is that they're trying to accomplish. Now, what it is that they're doing here now is that they're trying to claim that I am working for Russia. Okay, so what you're seeing is the next step of government investigation. Will Chamberlain, who's a prominent Zionist Jewish individual, has decided to bring up this idea that I am should register under FARA, which is absolutely nuts. And the problem with this is that there's another individual that I'm going to bring up here. And sorry, folks, I'm distracted. I'm just trying to scroll real quickly because I think that the people need to hear this. His name is Wyatt Claypool. If you go to his page, he says he's a Zionist neocon, and he has launched an investigation and is trying to get individuals to suggest that I am working for a foreign government. Now, this is absolutely insane. One of the reasons why I'm throwing this in here too, Will Chamberlain is connected to the whole Josh Hammer scene of things. He's heavily connected to people I like Jack Posobiec. He is a trust fund baby. If you actually see, he's a part of some like pretty like secretish societies that are just interesting, right? Now, why is this important? Well, she's claiming that I made her seem like she was a foreign agent, but now they're launching all these like nonprofits and NGOs are launching investigations into my company, asking me to publish financials. Like, I'm not working with Russia. I'm not working with Qatar. I'm not working with any of these countries. I actually don't think it's weird that people do, by the way. I don't care if people say that. Everybody I know basically lets their, they work for Israel or by proxy. Most of my friends won't criticize Israel, won't criticize Netanyahu because their organizations will fire them. And everybody knows that that's true. But see, Will Chamberlain said, should Elijah Schaefer and Rafiki be forced to register as foreign agents under FARA? I believe that I have, this is a countersuit. She's now defaming me. Her lawsuit is opening up people to undermine my credibility. And here's the point. I have been very critical and I've had some very viral posts very recently in the last 3 months against Cash. One, I stated you cannot trust Indians because they have a deceptive and a dishonest culture. And that's not racist. That's true. Indians are very spiteful and petty. They're very similar to Jewish culture. They just don't have the IQ or the business acumen. And that's why Indians love Israelis. They love, you know, Jews because they're like a sort of a brown or like a different colored version of the same kind of culture of like a caste system of superiority. Now, obviously not all Jews think like that. Obviously not all Indians think like that. I don't mean all Indians are the same, but I have an African friend who told me that the hardest part about, assimilating into the U.S. was the fact that, you know, in Africa, they tell you to lie just because it's about getting ahead. And so you can't see a doctor in Africa, right? There's real implications of racial, details that can lead to society and social changes. So I had just stated that, you know, Cash, the Indians don't have a problem lying and being deceptive, and that's sort of why he completely grifted. You saw him lie about not knowing who Stu Peters was. Remember that? He was like under trial. I don't know who Stu Peters is. He went on his show, I believe, 8 times, but didn't know who he was. Maybe I have that number wrong, but it was many, many times that he went on. He's been caught lying and lying and purging and perjuring and perjuring under oath. And I think it's very interesting because I pointed that out and he got really mad. Now, I want to remind you that somebody else who got mad, Vivek Ramaswamy, the H-1B honey queen, you know, his security, I'd sort of been one of the key figures that embarrassed him over his posts about increasing H-1Bs. When I went to go approach him at the RNC, his security physically grabbed me and threw me to the floor. So they assaulted me without provocation. And he seemed to be happy about it and wouldn't take my questions. I kept asking him and he ignored them. And there seems to be this really weird thing that I bring up of like Indians getting into power into, you know, whether it's like IBM or Dell or anywhere. And then they fire all of the individuals who are non-Indian. And it's just a very, very, very strange situation. And
sure,
so
I don't mind
going
there, but just back to the suit, because
well,
this is
unprecedented.
They say you didn't ever accuse her of anything, and now we're going to sue you into oblivion.
But no, but this is important because I'm saying he was mad about this, right? This went viral, and I saw his proxies getting mad, and there was this whole thing between him and Vivek. I'm bringing this to the level.
So you're saying it's a proxy suit. I totally agree with you.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying I'm bringing up all the proxy issues. So him and Vivek were mad about my opinions on Indians, right? So this is like I am bringing this here, Alex. So just listen. I'm telling you. So there's this whole issue drama going on with individuals, you know, from their side. On top of that, we have a whole nother problem where we end up having the idea that I have other posts questioning about his Epstein coverage or his coverage of Epstein himself. And he was really mad about it. And so we have this big fundamental issue of obviously he's not happy with me. Obviously he's frustrated with me. And my posts are going viral. And they're getting 3, 4, 5, 6 million views exactly, you know, coming after Cash. And then all of a sudden I post something arbitrary. And here's the key thing. It looks like his attorney is the one who suggested the lawsuit. That's why I bring this up. I'm fighting with Cash. I'm pointing out, you know, cultural issues, mental issues, everything. And then it comes down to the fact here where then his attorney, Bernal, comments under my post, yeah, I think I'm going to sue the guy. So before she mentions anything about a lawsuit publicly, before she mentions anything about suing me, Cash's attorney suggests that he's going to find a way to sue me.
No, you 10 minutes breaking something down that I think, from my opinion, is prima facie on his face. Of course, this is he's using her to come at you, which just shows why is he spending his time on this, and it's a big problem, and I'm really concerned about it.
Yeah. No, but this is what I'm saying is that this is like, yeah, I wasn't trying to sidetrack. I'm saying this was a very sensitive, separate topic that I had embarrassed Vivek on.
No, you're not
on.
Sidetracking.
That's why I brought up the
Indian
thing.
I think it's a foregone conclusion that it's just all about don't criticize Cash Patel. I get it.
Correct. But I think Vivek might be connected to it too, because Vivek was mad about this. Cash was mad about this. And obviously I do say some inflammatory things, but then it's like, okay, so now we can't criticize. Like now we have to accept, you know, Indians in our country, and we can't criticize the public figures that are responsible. And then also I'm bringing this up because this is a very like Indian thing to do, to like manipulate the system to discredit and destroy people you think are less than you or are lower than you. And I do genuinely feel like there's a lot of aspects to this where it looks like it's Cash Patel.
Sure. I mean, I would say it's a very human thing to do. And certainly we had our 1776 against England. They had theirs later, but India, with the globalists, is colonizing the U.S. And a lot of Indians are really smart, and a lot of them are, you know, come on, but I get your
very
point.
Very good people. A lot of them are very good people.
But I'm just
people.
Saying, the behavior of the behavior of Cash Patel is embarrassing. This lawsuit is insane. Reason I'm going back to the lawsuit, I'm glad you're covering why you think they did it and all that, and I'm like totally agreeing with you, is the insanity of the suit itself. Read the parts you read on your own show where they go, oh, no, he didn't really talk about us, but he said this bad about Israel. They're literally saying to the judge that.
Yeah, bring it up. Listen, let's go to some pages here. So go to section 17 on page 7, if you can.
17,
Alex.
Page 7, guys. There it is.
Yeah. So it says here, defendant frequently posts anti-Israel rhetoric, That's crazy. Anti-Israel rhetoric. So not anti-Jewish. They're not claiming I'm like a racist guy. It's not anti-Jewish American rhetoric, right? I'm not being discriminatory towards my people. I criticize a foreign country. And it says here, I'm accusing Israel of controlling the United States and its politicians. So it doesn't just say that I'm criticizing, you know, they make bad shawarma. They're saying that I accuse Israel of controlling us. Therefore, what does that mean? So obviously,
and what does that have to do with you posting a photo of them and nothing else? And they're suing you for $5 million.
Yeah, and so you know, basically, it says, I wrote this: Trump doesn't want to admit that Netanyahu doesn't fear him. Israel has more control over the USA than we do over them. Our politicians are hook, line, and sinker sold out to the Jewish state regime. It's genuinely disheartening. We must remove these parasites from AIPAC, to which I'm focused on the country in AIPAC. Now you go, okay, so there's only one post criticizing Alexis Wilkins. Then, okay, there's only one post about Israel. No. Keep scrolling down. Look at we're back here, case 9.25, page 8. My entire feed is just people glazing Israel and defending the occupation of our nation. It's incredible. All happened after they forced TikTok sale on behalf of ADL. Now, what I'm talking about there, Alex, I don't know if you know about this, but that picture of the flag, just about 20 minutes south of my office here in Boca Raton, there's a city called Hallandale Beach. Hallandale Beach has now made a new holiday for the city, September 29th. They're calling it Xavier de Rousseau Day, or Randisseau, I don't know what his name is, who is a gay black commentator for PragerU. So this is a post attacking a PragerU commentator. Alexis Wilkins works for PragerU, and Xavier was one of the only people vehemently defending Alexis when my video came out and attacking me. So I've got coordination from PragerU against me, which is very interesting.
Sure, but let's be clear, you're making the case that's already made.
Well,
I'm saying, a photo of her and the FBI director say nothing. They sue you. Then they show some of this stuff critical of Netanyahu and whatever, and they're letting the world know we're going to sue everybody that criticizes Israel anyway. And then I wasn't going to be talking about Israel today. I've got all these other subjects. But because of this and going up for journalism, the First Amendment, and all the stuff going up for Tucker and calling him Hitler and, you know, saying you're a fox, we're going to take you out, it forces me, because of this outrageous behavior, to cover this. This is crazy. So where do you see this going next? I know you're going to vehemently fight this. I'm worried about the court, the judge, because, you know, because they have no case here.
Alex,
in fact, they're going to have major, like you said, slap repercussions for a frivolous lawsuit.
Well, yeah, but I want to say this. So I only found out about this because Josh Hammer's team at Newsweek accidentally leaked that they were going to sue me. So they didn't know that I knew about this. So I got a hold of this before they could create the PR. That's why they were quiet for a couple days.
Oh, you got the jump before the PR came out with him.
Correct. I got a hold of it because his team was sloppy. By the way, the only people that seemed to be investigating this was Barry Wise's investigation team at CBS and Josh Hammer's investigation team. Now, the fact that somehow Barry Wise and Josh Hammer seem to be involved in this is not a surprise to me. That's for obvious reasons. But I was bringing up that post about Xavier. The city of Hallandale Beach made a holiday for PragerU host Xavier Randisseau called Xavier Randisseau Day based on his loyalty to the state of Israel. And they took all the American flags in the room and they draped the Israeli flag over them and declared it to be a pro-Israel day. It's disgusting. It's disrespectful whether you like Israel or not, right?
Sure, so, but use a black commentator as your excuse to take down the American flag.
Correct. And so one of the things is that, like, she's including in here, she's trying to protect PragerU. She's trying to, you know, protect her friends. This seems to be a lawsuit of passion, of emotion, and not of seriousness. But the reason why I'm saying this is so absolutely scary here is because she just compromised the FBI director of the United States of America. And if you saw the video, he just did a press conference yesterday and he ran, right? So he has been taking questions at every press conference. Right as I'm breaking this, he starts running away. He's nervous. He's sweating. I mean, he's got scandal after scandal. He's caught lobbying Lauren Boebert, right? He's lobbying Lauren Boebert. Why is the FBI director lobbying her? For what? To get her to not investigate the Epstein files. You see him going after individuals in his admin. I'm telling people, hey, look, I think that the Israeli donors, we should look into them for an interest with Charlie Kirk's murder. He's fighting his own intelligence agents to make sure they don't investigate foreign
interference. Oh, listen, I know for a fact. So let me shift gears now. Hope you get a little bit next hour with us. Look at this. Congressman Massey released this information today. He received a troubling letter today from an attorney representing the most recent FBI whistleblower regarding the J6 pipe bomber being connected to a Capitol Police officer, not reportedly CIA investigation. Just a reminder to the FBI Director Cash, in case the letter is warranted, federal law prohibits retaliation against whistleblowers. And then he gets a letter from Bongino and a call. He shows the call, flipping out. Well, recently I was with a very well-known talk show about a month ago, I'll leave it at that, and they just got called and chewed out by Bongino, him and the producer, for him just saying, hey, I don't know what happened with Charlie, but you know the fact that, and remember it came out later, Cash killed any domestic investigation, any accomplices, or any foreign people. This person knew about that. This person had just simply said, wow, you know, I've been a crime reporter. This looks like a cover-up. So then they get a call screaming at them from Bongino. So it looks like they're full-time doing damage control. Epstein killed himself. You know, don't investigate. Going after whistleblowers. This, and Massey put out the screenshot of the call he got. So this goes right to the heart of, you're wondering why there's not more indictments and stuff going on, because Todd Blanche and Cash Patel got it covered. So I don't know what Cash Patel's deal is. I've known Bongino forever. I don't know what his deal is. But the public sees through this, and they're not happy. And the polls all show Trump's in big trouble over saying, you know, don't investigate Epstein, even though from my research he's not connected to it. So Elijah Schaefer, what do you say to that latest situation with Bongino and the FBI on damage control over the identity of the pipe bomber?
Yeah, listen, I've been under investigation for 4 years for espionage wiretapping, like I mentioned earlier, due to, you know, exposing who was really behind January 6th. And I said up front, there's no way that there was a MAGA pipe bomber. We don't want to destroy our government, right? We were never trying to destroy on January 6th the United States. We love our nation. We love our country. We don't want to kill. No congressmen were killed because we didn't want to kill them.
We also have brain cells that would discredit us. We'd never do that.
No, we are not inherently violent against our own people, because we are the government. We, the government of the people, by the people, for the people. And what you have here is, you knew this was an inside job. The sad part is they probably did want to kill some agents. Our government will kill its own agents in order to incriminate people. And I'm bringing this up, guys. Right now, you are living in a country. They stopped making the penny yesterday. You're getting offered 50-year mortgages, a dollar so worthless that they're not printing pennies anymore. And then, you know, you have your own government making riots to put people in jail who don't deserve to be there, planting pipe bombs to kill their own agents, you know, funding ISIS to kill Christians so that we have, you know, anti-Islamic sentiment. So we'll fight more wars for Israel. Why are they doing this? Meanwhile, our infrastructure is going in a negative direction. Our cities are unlivable because of the violence. You get stabbed just sitting in a train. Our borders are a bit closed, but we're not deporting at a fast enough rate. Meanwhile, you have Kristi Noem saying that there's never been a time in history where we're naturalizing more citizens, and we have to give 120,000 H-1Bs while tech companies are laying off American workers. This is a hostile takeover. And as a Trump supporter my entire life, it is hard for me to say the Trump administration is compromised. I repeat, this is not a drill to the American people. The Trump administration is completely compromised, and now they have turned their guns back on us. And if you are a journalist like I have been, especially someone who's been credible and has helped the Trump admin, but we're being honest with the public now that whatever money this was, or whatever blackmail there may be on him, or even not even that the Epstein is blackmail, maybe it's just embarrassed his friends or incriminated the wrong people and they threatened to kill him. I don't know, but we cannot trust this administration. They have turned on us just like Biden did when he said the biggest threat is from within. We need to be aware that, you know, all this boomer swap is not worth it.
I 100% agree, but the direction is starting to go. We got to put major pressure on them for course correct. A lot of Kennedys in there.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I know you won't agree. I'm saying it has been compromised. I'm saying, look, I don't know what else people need. The Epstein stuff.
Hold on. Can you do some more time with us?
Yeah. It's fine.
I want to come back and talk about, can it be fixed? Because I agree it's gone off the rails.
Right.
I said weeks ago, I don't need to have polls. Now they're out. He's in trouble. Which, my God, think about the alternatives. I get it. So we're here criticizing the course correction. Can't we do that? Logic Shaver, stay right there. But I keep going back to this lawsuit against you, folks. It is cuckoo town. You posted a photo of us with no comment. Buddy criticized Israel, so we know what that means. So give us $5 million. It's the FBI director and his girlfriend. I mean, this is crazy. All right, I'm going to break. You know, they're in late stages now trying to shut us down. We have the Alex Jones Network back up. Our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, isn't owned by me. It's going to keep us on the air out of the emergency studios, the bigger studios that are being built right now. You've seen how much we've done together, but you're the missing ingredient. You've got to come in and support. Plus, the products are insanely good. So today's the last day. Any order for T-shirts, Irish Sea Moss, Ultimate, Methylene Blue, any of the incredible products, the Bovine Colostrum, we have the very best. You get a free murdered out Richardson high quality hat with classic InfoWars on it, a true collector's item, free with every order. And the other big sale today on top of that is Shilajit gummies. Shilajit's so good for your stamina, libido, energy, focus, clarity. It's got all these natural peptides in it. It's just when we have the best Shilajit out there. If you don't know about Shilajit, research it, then know we have the best. Buy one bottle of Shilajit gummies, get one free. It's a giant bottle. On top of the free hat, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's what stood up to the Democrat law firms and the DOJ and the globalists has been you saying, I want to keep this broadcast on the air. I want to keep Alex Jones on the air. And without you, we couldn't have done all this. All the stories we broke, all the corruption we exposed, all the victories we've had. And now we're here to keep the Trump administration honest. We're here to spotlight the bad guys and the good guys, promote the good guys and gals like Gabbard, go after the bad guys. And we're here to spotlight the Democrats and their crimes. They are so pissed. They can't stand this show because they know that I have their number. That's why backing is so important. Plus, the products really work. I would only sell you something really works. You're missing out if you don't get the Shilajit. Buy one, get one free. The free ball cap if you don't get the Methylene Blue. Take action now. And I thank you humbly for your support. But this is do or die. Spread the word, share the articles, whatever you do, pray for the broadcast, whatever you can do. But if you want great products and want to support us, you're really missing out if you don't get the Shilajit buy one, get one free, the free ball cap, the Ultra Methylene Blue, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason the InfoWar continues, no matter what happens to the website or the studio. You are the InfoWar. Thanks for your support.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, buy now, and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.